It's great to get presents, isn't it? And of course, one of the wonderful things that presents do is they remind us of God's great present to us, that of his himself, really, given in the person of Jesus. I just want to tell you a story, and it's when I used to do a proper job, so to speak, all right? I used to work for BHS, and it's just gone downhill since I left, really. I used to work in the home department, so that's the part of the store that did lights and towels and all that kind of stuff. And we were a fairly big store in the centre of Bath, there were two people that kind of worked above me in terms of a man, well, more than two, but two particular people that I'm going to mention who kind of worked above me as a kind of manager. So there was my immediate boss who managed the home department. And when I moved to the home store, she also moved into that role. And she was very excited that at last she was becoming management, all right? And you know when somebody really has got power, they get given an office, all right? And so this particular boss, sorry, Joseph, got given her office in above the home department. And there she would sit day in, day out, issuing edicts from afar. And every now and again, you'd get a phone call down from the office saying, do this, you've got 10 minutes to do it. She'd never, well, not never, but very, very rarely would she ever say please or thank you. It would just be these kind of sort of things issued from afar. She would arrive at kind of 9 o'clock on the dot, walk past everybody not speaking to them, up to the office, and then at the end, kind of walk out at the end of the day. And that was one of them. And then actually, the manager of the whole store, she was quite different. She was called Mandy. And every now and again, probably one or two times a day usually, if she could, she would make it her business just to wander around the shop. And she would come and speak to you. And she would do, you know, almost unheard of things like ask you how your day's been. And if she wanted to do something, generally speaking, she was really busy. She would might make the internal phone call. But on the whole, she would go down to the shop floor and speak to the mere minions like me and say, would you mind doing this? She was always roundabout, familiar face, and people were on first name terms with her. They were really, really comfortable speaking to her. Which of those two people do you think the staff loved and respected the most? It's not a hard question, is it? Of course, we respected the big boss who was willing to be present with us. I was just thinking about that this morning. I was going to do something completely different, but it was pretty rubbish. So I was desperately thinking of something else to say. And it just reminded me of the wonderful story of the incarnation, the truth of the incarnation. The Bible reading which Mary read says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Or as Eugene Peterson translates it, the word became a human being and moved into our neighborhood. God doesn't send edicts from afar, remaining aloof, never having contact with humanity, making his commands, being this austere figure wielding a stick up in the sky. But God chooses to make his appearing to us. He comes to our patch. He stoops even to our level to show us what God is really like. It's the beginning of God's great redemptive and salvation plan, that God rolls up his sleeves and mucks in with everybody else, seeking to clean up the world from the inside out. One of the names given to Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And you see, when I think of that senior manager who steps down, being amongst the people, chatting to them one-to-one, it reminds me of the wonder of the incarnation. The big, big boss of all, the one on whom the government of all the nations rests, couldn't make himself bigger to impress us, but makes himself smaller to attract us, to win some even, to win our hearts, and appears just like us on our level. The wonderful story of Christmas Day is that God appears as one of us, with us forever. Emmanuel, God forever alongside us, forever with us, the only one, the one who is God and man, who can go on to die on a cross and win for us our redemption and salvation. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, full of grace and truth. God has come to our habitat as Emmanuel, Jesus, born in Bethlehem.